You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome to Strange Phenomena, the music of Kate Bush. I am Cecily Link, and this week we're going to be talking about the ninth track from Kate Bush's third album, Never Forever, the ethereal Night-Scented Stalk. Everybody. So this week's episode is not going to be as short as the song. Already this episode is about twice as long as the original song, but they will not be an hour long. This is more of an interlude song. If you know the album well, you're like, okay, wow, we're doing an episode about an interlude track. Yes, we are, because we're going through every single song, and that includes these shorter ones. So Night-Scented Stalk is something from Kate's third album, Never Forever. It serves as an interlude piece between The Infant Kiss and Army Dreamers. In fact, The Infant Kiss bleeds a little into this song from the beginning, because it got the ending notes from The Infant Kiss going into this one. And it consists entirely of Kate's voice, layers and layers of her vocals going ah, and then finally ending on ooh at the very end. And she's just going on different pitches, conveying her different emotions through nothing but her voice. This is really more of a mood piece. I mean, there are no lyrics to it unless you count on ooh to be actual lyrics, which we really don't, but it sounds really pretty. In this case, she's using her voice even more as an instrument to just convey a wordless emotion. She's been doing this throughout her career, whether she's trying to use her voice to pretend to be a ghost in Wuthering Heights, or talking about being a violin and using her voice to make it sound like a violin. But in this one, she is not doing any words. She's just using syllables to convey more of a landscape of sound, if you will. This song reminds me a lot of what I've heard of the Cocteau Twins, because the Cocteau Twins were all about ethereal music with Elizabeth Frazier singing random syllables where you're not even sure if she's singing words, but you're just caught up in the emotion of the sound of the human voice. And that is definitely what Kate does here. As for the title, Night-Scented Stalk, Night-Scented Stalk is a flower that is grown as an ornamental piece for its beautiful scent when it blooms at night. So here's a little information about the plant. It is a member of the genus Matthiola, and it is native to Eurasia. It has four petaled purple to white flowers, which are approximately 1 to 2 centimeters wide. The plant is low-growing and highly branched in form, normally growing to about 45 centimeters in length. During the heat of the day, the flowers appear wilted. This species is primarily grown for the evening scent. It is cold resistant and grown throughout North America, even doing well into hardiness zone 1, which is way up in the north. This hardy annual prefers cool conditions in full sun and may not do well at high temperatures. It is best to plant thickly in clumps if a bushy appearance is desired. In Canada, the tiny seeds are usually sown in the early spring after the last frost and may be started indoors in April. They will bloom throughout the early summer and well into the summer if watered regularly. They should not be overwatered. They may also be grown in balcony containers, although they will not usually stand upright and must not be allowed to become too hot and dry. So there's little facts about this beautiful flower. Why she called this night-scented stock? Not entirely sure. She has spoken a little bit about this song. I retrieved this from gaffa.org. This was part of a radio show she did that was the debut of her talking about songs from Never Forever. And the interviewer said, that was the infant kiss with night-scented stock to follow. And she said, yes. The interviewer said, which you particularly wanted us to play. Ah, it's almost classical, isn't it? And Kate says, yes, I think it is. That's probably why I'm fond of it, because it's a new area. And I love music without words when it works, because it suddenly becomes so much freer. It's like landscapes moving around you, and I've always wanted to work in a musical area sometimes, rather than always putting lyrics to my songs. And as we will see way later in her career, she experiments even with something like birdsong for Ariel. And then she does nothing but an a cappella song as a B-side from her Hounds of Love era called My Leg in Love. Yeah, this is, speaking of a cappella, this is one of only two other songs that she's released where it's just her voice. The other one was the aforementioned My Leg in Love. And in this one, it's just layers of her voice. It's a lovely little interlude that I really wish was longer. I love hearing just her voice. I really do. And I wish that she had released more a cappellas like this. I think it's just, you can hear more of what she can do with just her voice, which I think is really, really cool. It's interesting that for me that this comes after The Infant Kiss, because The Infant Kiss and this one are songs that I feel are evoking nighttime, because in the previous song, you know, I say goodnight, night, and tuck them in tight. Obviously, that's taking place during night. And then this one is all about a flower that blooms at night. I think it's also a neat contrast to the next song, Army Dreamers, which is all about dying. So maybe that's why she put these songs together. Who knows? Obviously, she says she was fond of this because it was a brand new area she was going into, just doing stuff with her voice. Obviously, this has never been performed live. The piece that began this episode was a song called Les Enfants du Paradis, or Children of Heaven, that was released by a German DJ going under a pseudonym, seemingly only for this song and maybe a few others, called Loop Zone. And he sampled that song for his own song about Children of Heaven. And I thought it was just an interesting little thing that, oh, here, Kate Bush is appearing in upbeat techno music. So there you go. So that's all you need to know about Night Scented Stock. Already, wow, we're going on almost 10 minutes on this episode, way longer than this actual song. But suffice it to say, next week's episode is going to be a lot longer. Next week's episode is going to be about the track that follows this lovely little interlude called Army Dreamers. So we'll see everybody next week for Army Dreamers. And as always, if there is a song that you would love to talk about on this show and you want to get in contact with me, you can find me either on Twitter at StrangeKateCast. You can email me, kbcast@linkmedia.com. That's link with an E. And you can also find me on Facebook. You can like my Facebook page, facebook.com/KateBushPodcast. We love to hear from you, even if it's a song that we won't get to for a couple of albums. I want to make sure I have you down for that one. And we might even go on ahead and start recording an interview. So even if it won't be released for a while, we got it all in the can. So, see everybody next week for the 10th track from Never Forever, the beautiful Army Dreamers. See everybody next week!
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.